Hello, my friend. My name's Dan Riley, and I'm a Franciscan, spending most of my life in ministry and in life at St. Bonaventure University. Coming through public school and going to Bonaventure myself, I found myself being inspired by Francis and Claire, but particularly then Francis, and drawn into a Franciscan way of life and prayer and ministry. Today and through recent years, I found myself rediscovering, as many others have, the beautiful practice of Lectio Divina. You may practice that yourself, or have your own way of entering into prayer and discussion, and maybe journaling often with scriptures. And maybe your scriptures aren't Christian, or particularly they're Jewish. Possibly you find yourself in another sacred book. And it's wonderful to know that all holy books carry the tradition of peoples. As Franciscan women and men, and we're not the only one who understands this, but one of our great teachers, Bonaventure, helps us realize, and he says it sort of like this, quite clearly, that God has offered us two books, two sacred texts, two ways of weaving and telling the story of God's presence. And the first one really is creation. St. Francis of Assisi dances this, is delighted in it, and shares some wonderful things that I've placed in a book called Franciscan Lectio. The beautiful reality of this is, of course, we also have sacred texts that we call our Bible or our scriptures or the Evangelium or in other traditions their own particular name. In the Jewish Christian tradition, the habit has been long to take the word with us into places of solitude and silence. Early followers of Jesus, not long after the resurrection and disquieted and disturbed, maybe really upset by their cultures in Egypt in particular and other places, went into the desert and began to find a way and in a practice now offer us today what was saved and carried on through particularly monastic practice. Lectio Divina, a wonderful opportunity to lectio read and enter into meditatio, meditation, oratio, prayer, contemplatio, the deepening of contemplation, and indeed axio, action, to take forward the word that's given to us into our own daily lives and our world. Recently in the book I've written, Franciscan Lectio, with a night subtitle, everything is speaking to us, and Bonaventure tells us that there is not only one text, the Holy One of Scriptures. And he says also, quite boldly, if you and I don't open all of our senses to everything that is in and around us, we miss another read. A great book. The first from our Creator. The body of the world, our sister Earth, and sun and moon and stars, and the food we eat and the table we set and our families and our own faces and the way we find ourselves in different places, all of this speaks to us very beautifully, and does our scriptures, the written texts, that weave with all of this, as Bonaventure would say, through our senses, a knowledge, a way of being, reflecting, and considering what for me St. Clair writes about and I write about in the book. In a series of letters to Agnes of Prague, in one in particular, she uses words that I call Claire's quadrant of Franciscan Lectio, that you and I would gaze, consider, contemplate, and imitate. Rather than saying more and hopefully showing you a bit of what the book is about by allusions, I would welcome you to take time and consider whether or not you'd like to join in a conversation with me over this book in any way that might be available by way of our website. You'll find the book is available there. You're able to find your way to our publisher, Paraclete, and get a discount, I believe, through our website, through Paraclete. It's a joy, if I haven't met you before, to be on a journey with you, which indeed Lectio is. Not only do we sit down, but we stand up. We rise up in a world today that needs women and men who want to read, be alert, be attentive, to feel and see and find, and enter into what Franciscans call conversatio, going among others in not only discussion but in action. I believe Franciscan Lectio, though just a book, can be inspiring and can support you in your own practice. And I welcome you to join in the conversation if you wish. This is Dan Riley, a Franciscan brother of yours, a Franciscan priest for many years who enjoys the life as a brother with everyone and all of creation. And I'm still reading. I'm still wondering. I'm still gazing, considering, sitting in the midst of, contemplating, and at my age still being called to action for a world that needs us all. The peace of the Lord be with you now and always.